Over the last several years, we've heard about many cases of white police officers shooting unarmed black citizens. A lot of debate has centered around what to do about it. Do we test police for implicit bias? Do we spend more time training police? Do we work harder to diversify police departments? Well, new research shows the premise of that debate is flawed. It shows white officers are not more likely to fatally shoot minority civilians compared to black or Hispanic officers. Joining me now is one of the researchers, Joseph Cesario. He's an associate professor of psychology at Michigan State University. Welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me, Lester. I really appreciate it.
How did you come to the conclusion that white officers don't shoot and kill people of color more often than officers of different races?
Sure. So the first thing that we had to do was to get a list of officers who have actually been involved in fatal officer-involved shootings. So it turns out that for various reasons, there are no federal databases of police officers, a complete federal databases of police officers who have shot and killed civilians in the United States. So our very first step was to create such a database. And we did that by looking at all known fatal shootings in 2015 and then contacting the police departments for information about all the officers who were involved in each shooting. We did that. We did follow-ups. We then did internet searches and newspaper articles to try to get as much data on the police officers involved as we possibly could. Then when we had enough data, and depending on what measure we looked at, race, sex, and years of experience of the police officers, when we had enough data to do this kind of analysis, we then asked whether it was the case that the race of the police officer related at all to the race of the person who was shot.
And it showed it did not.
That's correct.
I guess the question is, does your research show whether police officers, of all races, police officers, are more likely to shoot people of color than white people?
Right. In our analysis, which is similar to what we've done in the past, we've used a very different method here, but we found virtually the same results as we found in other work, is that no, in fact, once you take into account the various police-citizen contacts that exist, so exposure to the police through crime, once you take that into account, it did not look, in fact, that that officers were racially biased in the decision to use lethal force.
This has been published research. You know, of course, this flies in the face of conventional wisdom. What kind of feedback are you getting?
Well, it depends. Really, there's something to like and something to dislike, depending on what your sort of political leanings might be in these findings. And so some people have said, looked at or latched on to one aspect of the results and said, you know, that's what we've said all along, was that it isn't about a particular police officer. It's the entire institution, right? It's the color blue that is the problem, not the color of the officer. So some people have that reaction and have looked at the research positively in the sense of saying this confirms what we've thought all along about all police. The problem is with all police. Other people have looked at it and said, well, actually, once you look and show that crime rates are really a strong correlate of being shot by the police, then actually that confirms what they've thought all along, which is that in fact, none of the officers are really showing racial bias in that decision. The principal problem is with crime.
We've heard about so many cases of white officers killing unarmed black people. Yours looked at all fatal shootings.
Correct.
What does your data show about that subset of fatal shootings, unarmed black people?
In that subset, we came to the same conclusion that we've come to in all the research that we've done looking at these kinds of shootings, which is that the data are simply uncertain on that point. So we actually don't have an answer to the question of, on the narrow case of shootings of unarmed citizens, particularly shootings of unarmed citizens who aren't in any way aggressing against the police officer. So you can be unarmed, say, and standing on top of a police officer or kneeling on top of a police officer, punching them in the face, or knocking their head into the concrete. If you just look at the cases where, the really tragic, really horrendous cases, someone, gets shot when they're pulling out their wallet instead of a gun, those kinds of cases, we just don't have an answer because those cases are very, very rare. There just is not a lot of data on those kinds of cases, and so we can't draw a conclusion one way or the other.
You found another trend that's troubling, and that is the number of mental health cases that resulted in fatal officer shootings. What'd your data show?
Our data were, that was one something that was a bit surprising to us, was just the number of mental health cases, both where an individual was exhibiting mental health problems, so they might be schizophrenic, for example, and not able to really respond to the officer in a way that the officer would expect or comply with the officer's requests. And then also that comes out in what's known as suicide by cop, where a citizen intentionally antagonizes a police officer with the purpose of trying to get that police officer to shoot and kill them because they want to die by suicide. Or they want to die, but they don't want to take their own life in a direct way. And so there are very clear cases of this. For instance, a case where an individual drove up to a police station, took out a gun, was waving it around at the police officers, and then after he was shot and killed, they found a note in his car that he had written saying, "I'm sorry, I used you, you know, it was, I wanted to die," that sort of thing. So you get those cases, and there are a striking number of cases like that, that include one of those two, up almost close to 50%, for example, when it comes to white citizens being shot by the police. We did find, similar to just the national statistics, where whites are more likely to, for instance, commit suicide than black or Hispanic citizens, we found that also, that cases such as suicide by cop were more common among white citizens than black or Hispanic citizens.
You mentioned earlier there really have been no records on these things kept centrally. I guess that's starting now with the FBI, but that's fairly recent. So what does your data show for 2015? What does it mean for reducing the number of fatal shootings of people by police? What can we do with that data?
Well, what we can first do is say what would be unlikely to work, at least what do the data suggest would be unlikely to work. And what the data suggest is that on its own, diversifying police forces will not reduce the number of fatal shootings of minority citizens, or it would be quite unlikely to do so directly. The diversity in police forces and diversifying the police forces, having police forces that look like the populations that they serve in terms of whatever demographics you want, those might have very positive effects in a lot of different ways, say police community relations or community trust in the police, police legitimacy. Those may be affected by that. But purely on the question of fatal shootings of citizens, it's unlikely that that's going to have much of a direct effect. What the data suggests, and again, this is consistent with our other research, is that to the extent that crime is really the context in which fatal police shootings occur, and that is the context in the far, far majority of cases, reduction in crime is going to be the number one factor. When you look and see that, you know, somewhere, it depends on which database you're using and which estimate, but something along the lines of probably 90% or so of citizens shot by the police are themselves armed at the time of the shooting, that tells you what is going to give you the biggest movement on reducing that and the number of shootings.
Joseph Cesario is an associate professor of psychology at Michigan State University. He and David Johnson of the University of Maryland are the lead researchers in a paper in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Thanks very much for taking the time.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much, Lester.